Thank you so much, Lasya. So it's time for the word. Shall we start with a prayer? Heavenly Father, I submit myself, the word, and all of us into your hands. I pray that, Lord, when I preach, may your will be done and may your name be glorified through the word. Amen. Okay, so before I start on, I would like to share a true story that happened in the life of a preacher. Am I audible?
No? Yes, please.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Okay, so there was a preacher who was going for his ministry work and he had to board the flight to go to a different place. But the moment he was about to board the flight, he heard it very clearly from the Holy Spirit that do not board the flight. He heard it very clearly. But it didn't make any sense in the natural because the sky was clear, there was no confusion or chaos going around. He didn't feel that there was any technical issue going on and someone was working on the flight or something, anything that was chaotic or in line with what he heard from Holy Spirit. But he knew the voice of Holy Spirit because of his fellowship with Holy Spirit. And he knew this is Holy Spirit leading him. So he backed off and he went and booked another flight. And in a few hours, he got the news that the flight that he was supposed to board had a plane crash and everyone in the flight died. Not even a single person was saved. He did exactly what Holy Spirit led him to do and his life was saved. Today's topic is, one second, leading of the Holy Spirit. So we have been doing a series on the topic Holy Spirit, and we saw how important it is for the baptism of Holy Spirit in a believer's life. We saw how we can be baptized with the Spirit, and last week we saw how important it is for us to have the fellowship with the Holy Spirit, that He is God, He is a person, and He longs for us. Today we are going to look into what is the leading of the Holy Spirit. And I'm going to talk about what is leading of Holy Spirit, why is it important for a believer to have the leading of Holy Spirit, how does He lead us, and what are the advantages of being led by the Holy Spirit? So, does Bible even talk about leading of Holy Spirit? What does the Bible say about leading of the Holy Spirit? My first point, children of God should be led by the Holy Spirit. One second, okay? Shall I just minimize this? One second. Yeah. So my first point is, children of God should be led by the Holy Spirit. Romans 8:14 says, for those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. So if you are a child of God, you should be led by the Spirit of God. Galatians 5:16 says, Paul is saying, so I say, walk by the Spirit. Romans 8:13 says, for if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit, you put to death the misdeeds of the body and you will live. So Bible says, I'm not saying, Bible says that we as believers should be led by the Holy Spirit. Now, what is the leading of Holy Spirit? Or in other words, we can say, what does it look like to be led by the Holy Spirit? When we are guided by the Holy Spirit, it is not us who lead our life, but we let Holy Spirit lead our lives. He guides us and He directs our path. Now, Holy Spirit doesn't hold your collar and force you to do something. He's a gentleman. But when you are filled by the power of Holy Spirit and you have that fellowship with the Holy Spirit on a daily basis, you will want to be led by Him, and so you let Him lead your life. In Ezekiel 47, we see Ezekiel sharing a vision of what he saw. He saw a river flowing out of the temple of God, which was very powerful. And this river The level of water of this river came till his ankle at first. Then it came till the knee level, then till the waist level, and then the level was so up that he had to swim and let him go by the flow of the river. It was above his head. He had to swim and let the flow of the river lead him. It is exactly the same when we are led by the Holy Spirit. We don't lead, we let him lead us and guide us and direct our path. Now it's a good time to ask ourselves, I ask myself and you ask yourself before we move on, where am I? Am I led by the Spirit? Or I let him lead me only in my prayer life and rest of the areas I just ignore his leading? Where am I? It's good to ask ourselves, where are we? Are we led by the Holy Spirit? Now those who are led by the Holy Spirit, their life is marked by the obedience to the Holy Spirit. We obey the Holy Spirit if we are led by the Holy Spirit and not to the flesh. And that is exactly what God wants. God wants our spirit. He wants the spirit to rule our flesh. Our mind is always set to the things of the spirit and not to the things of the flesh. Now, when we hear this, some of us may have the tendency to think that, you know, okay, only notorious criminals are the ones who set their mind to the things of the flesh. Need not be. Even we as believers can put our mind to the things of the flesh and not to the things of the spirit. Take the example of Peter. When Jesus was talking about the cross, which was the will of the Father, Peter said, Jesus, you should avoid it. But what was Jesus' reaction? He immediately rebuked him, and he was indirectly saying that you are more concerned about people than God. You should put your mind to the things of the spirit and not to the things of the flesh. So we as believers can also be like that. But if we are led by the Spirit, we are more concerned about the will of the Father, because we have that fellowship of Holy Spirit and we are always led by the Holy Spirit. Now you may have a question, why do we need the leading of Holy Spirit? My second point, leading of the Holy Spirit is for our advantage. John 16:7 says, but I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. This is Jesus telling his disciples. That it is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Helper, and there is in AMP version we see different names have been given to Holy Spirit, which is his role in our life. The Helper, the Comforter, the Advocate, the Intercessor, the Counselor, Strengthener, Standby. The Helper will not come to you, but if I go, I will send him, the Holy Spirit, to you to be in close fellowship with you. So Holy Spirit has been sent for our advantage, so that he can lead us, he can help us, he can comfort us when we are low, he can intercede for us in times of trials and tribulations, he'll be our counselor when we need it, he's our strengthener and he's our standby, and also that we have a close fellowship with him. Wow. He has come for our advantage. Luke 4:1 says, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness. Now, I have a question. If Jesus, being God in human body, needed the leading of the Holy Spirit, how much do we need the leading of Holy Spirit? Think. We definitely need. If Jesus needed, how much do we need? We need his leading in every area of our life, because he has come for our advantage. In fact, Bible says that Jesus didn't even start the ministry before getting filled by the Holy Spirit. The filling of Holy Spirit was needed for him to start the ministry and to be led by the Holy Spirit. So how important it is for us as well. Now, okay, Holy Spirit has come for our advantage, but what is the advantage? How is leading of the Holy Spirit advantageous to us? Now, I have put few advantages in my PPT, but I'm sure this is just a few. There are many more, But let's look into what are the different advantages of being led by the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit helps us in not gratifying the desires of the flesh. Galatians 5:16 says, "So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh." So when you walk by the Spirit and you have that fellowship of the Holy Spirit, you won't want to gratify the desires of the flesh. You will automatically want to desire to gratify the desires of the Spirit, because your mind is always set on the things of the Spirit and not on the things of the flesh. It's Holy Spirit's leading that helps us to not gratify the desires of the flesh. He helps us in praying. Romans 8:26 to 27. "Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. For we do not know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And He who searches hearts knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God." Now here it very clearly says, in times of our weakness, Holy Spirit helps us in praying. Weaknesses can be anything. It can be when you are facing a persecution, or you are in a trial or a tribulation. It can be in times when you are very upset and low, when you are broken, when you are confused and don't know what decision to take. Some major decision maybe you have to take and you are just confused. You are in a weak situation, and Holy Spirit helps us in that weak point. Because when you let Holy Spirit intercede through you, He does the perfect intercession. Now He might give you utterances. Some of the versions say that He gives utterances. Sometimes He might prompt you to pray in the Spirit. But when we don't know what to pray, let the Holy Spirit intercede through you. He helps in our weaknesses, in our prayers. And He does the perfect prayer. Sometimes you might, you know, you might be led by the Spirit to pray, and you pray such powerful prayers, and you will be shocked. Who did that? Holy Spirit just led you in praying that powerful prayers. Sometimes Holy Spirit will give you utterances. Sometimes Holy Spirit will prompt you to pray in tongues. There might be times that you have a burden to pray for someone. Holy Spirit might show you faces of people, and you know in your spirit that Holy Spirit is leading you to pray for that person. Sometimes Holy Spirit will give you names. Sometimes He might wake you up in the middle of the night. It can be 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and you know you are awake not because of acidity. You know in the spirit that it is the burden given by Holy Spirit to pray and intercede. Sometimes He may not show you for whom you are praying, but just pray, because you never know why Holy Spirit is leading you to pray. It can be a matter of life and death, but just be led by the Spirit and obey the Spirit. If it is in the middle of the night also, never neglect it. You might just wake up in the middle of the night and you know Holy Spirit is prompting you to pray. If you are baptized but you don't pray in tongues, just pray in words. Get up, go wash your face, go to the living room and just start.
Recording in progress.
1 second. Just have to continue. Yeah. So just go wash your face, go to the living room and start praying in tongues or whatever Holy Spirit is asking you to pray. But He is the one who leads you and helps us in praying. We can't pray without His leading. And when He leads, He does powerful things through you. Sometimes it is not just for your edification. Sometimes it is a work given to you by Holy Spirit. And you know in your spirit He is wanting you to pray. So just be led by the Spirit and pray. Yeah. Next we see Holy Spirit helps us in studying the Word. John 14:26 says, "But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." Even to study the Word of God, we need the Holy Spirit, because Bible says Holy Spirit is the teacher. This is His Word. And it says He will remind us of everything I've said to you. Jesus has said, whatever Jesus has said to the disciples, it's in the Bible. That's His word. And we need the teacher to teach us everything. Sometimes we read and He will take you to different scriptures and He will show you the connection between all those scriptures. He will pour out revelations when you read the word. That's why Colin always says, whenever you read the Bible, invite Holy Spirit and ask Him to teach you the word. You might be a scholar in literature or history or may have a brilliant IQ, but I'm sorry to say, to learn the word of God and to go deeper into it, you need the teacher who is the Holy Spirit. And He will lead you in studying the word. He can even make Leviticus and Revelation so simple for you. If He is leading, He will teach you completely and so beautifully. So even in studying the word, we need the leading of the Holy Spirit. He gives us wisdom. Acts 6 verse 8 to 10 says, "Now Stephen, a man full of God's grace and power, performed great wonders and signs among the people." In verse 9 it says that opposition arose. I'm not reading the full verse 9, but in the end we see those people began to argue with Stephen. And in verse 10 we say, "But they could not stand up against the wisdom of the Spirit given to him as he spoke." Those people who came against him, they couldn't even stand in front of Stephen because of the wisdom given to him by the Spirit. Spirit of wisdom, Holy Spirit is the Spirit of wisdom. And when He gives us wisdom, people around can see that, how powerful it is. You know, in Exodus 31:3, we see Bezalel was in charge of building the tabernacle. But he was filled with the Spirit of wisdom to build that tabernacle. Daniel, he was in the kingdom of Babylon, the enemy territory. But in some of the versions, it says that Daniel was anointed with an excellent spirit. That was spirit of wisdom. And his wisdom was so beautifully seen by others. The king was also amazed by his wisdom. In fact, he outshined in the kingdom of Babylon, in the enemy's territory, because of the wisdom given to him by Holy Spirit. You might be at your workplace and you might be wondering, "I'm just nothing in the workplace. I'm just ordinary." Yes, we are nothing and ordinary. But if the Holy Spirit is filled in us and He leads us, He will give you wisdom and you will outshine at your workplace. How much of a difficult that stuff is, Holy Spirit will lead you in marvelous ways. And people around will see the hand of God upon you because of His leading. I remember last Sunday, Vinod and Rachel were there in our breakout room, and Vinod was sharing a testimony that he was stuck in a work was given to him, and he was really confused what to do. But he prayed and he slept that night, and in the dream, Holy Spirit showed him the technical stuff that he was supposed to do at his workplace. And the next day morning, he went and he did exactly the same he was shown by Holy Spirit in the dream. And you know what? He was awarded for that work. Amazing, right? Holy Spirit is there for our leading, for our advantage. And if you're filled in the Spirit, you have that fellowship of the Holy Spirit. You know His voice. You know it when He leads you and guides you. He will give you dreams and visions, and He will just bless you because He's for our advantage. He blessed Vinod. Why wouldn't He bless us at our workplace? So if you are really wondering, "I don't know what to do," don't worry. The one inside you is extraordinary. You are ordinary, but the one inside you is extraordinary power. I remember 2 weeks back, I think Andrew was sharing that the one inside of us is the one who raised dead Jesus on the third day. That same power dwells inside of us. He's that same power that made Virgin Mary pregnant. Come on, she didn't even have any relation with man, but she was pregnant because of the power that came upon her, and that was Holy Spirit. That same power, not a mini power, tiny mini power, but the same power dwells on the inside of each one of us. And He will give wisdom in times when it is needed, because He has come for our advantage. He gives us peace. Who doesn't want peace? We all need peace, right? Romans 8:6 says, "For to set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace." When you are filled by the power of the Holy Spirit and you have that fellowship of the Holy Spirit and you are led by the Holy Spirit, you will always have peace. He will lead you by peace. You may be in a chaotic situation, but even in that chaos, Okay. Even in that chaotic situation. Okay, one second. Yeah. So even in that chaotic situation, you will have peace because you're filled by the Holy Spirit and He leads you. So He gives us peace. There are so many advantages of being led by the Holy Spirit. Next we see Holy Spirit tells us things that are going to happen. John 16:13 says, "But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on His own. He will speak only what He hears, and He will tell you what is yet to come." Now this is very important. Sometimes Holy Spirit will show you things that are going to happen in future in your life. He might show you that you're going to shift to a new place. Why He is showing is so that you are mentally prepared when that happens. Now don't pack your bag and go. But when that happens, you know, yes, Holy Spirit showed it to me and that's happening. He's just trying to prepare you mentally for that time. That's why He shows you all these things. Sometimes Holy Spirit will show you things that is going to happen. Maybe you might get into a situation where you might get into offense. You might end up having a fight with someone. And He's showing you that situation maybe through a dream or a vision or in the spirit, so that you guard your heart and not get into those offenses or fights. He's showing that for your advantage. Many years back, I think it was in Faridabad, I had a utensil which was very beautiful. Beautiful in my eyes. It had a lovely color, and I made sure the maid doesn't touch it, Manu doesn't cook on it. Only I had the license to touch it. And I kept it in good condition. I took good care of it. And it was very precious in my eyes. But one night, Holy Spirit showed me a vision, and I saw this utensil with the handle broken. Next day morning, I just rushed to the kitchen to see whether it's broken, but it was not broken. But I knew Holy Spirit was trying to show me that it's just a utensil, and if it breaks, don't be heartbroken. So I was guarding myself, and within few hours, the utensil broke. The handle broke exactly the way Holy Spirit showed it. And guess who broke it? My dear husband. The handle broke, and you should have seen the expression on his face. He knew he's going to die. But thanks to the leading of Holy Spirit showed me so that we don't end up having a fight and get into offense. When it broke, I said, it's okay. It's just a utensil. Anyway, it's just a handle that broke. We can use the utensil still. So Holy Spirit will show you things either through dreams or visions or in your spirit, you know, He's showing you for your advantage so that you don't get into any offense or anything. So I'm just giving an example, but He can show anything, but it is for your advantage. Sometimes Holy Spirit can also show you things, an attack of the enemy, but He won't just show you and put you into confusion and chaos or put you in the pit. But He will give you a solution also, what has to be done in that situation, because He has come for our advantage. I remember in 2016, one night I just knew in my spirit, very strongly, I just knew, and that burden that Holy Spirit gave me was so heavy. I just knew in the spirit that there is an attack on me, and He prompted me to go inside and pray in tongues. And it was so heavy, I couldn't bear it. I just went and told Manu, something is going to happen to me tomorrow. I just knew it. I didn't know 2 days back. I was saying tomorrow means tomorrow. I just knew it in my spirit. So Manu said, nothing will happen. You just go pray in tongues if Holy Spirit is leading you to do so. So I went inside, and before I could even pray in tongues, my kids came and said they are hungry. So I thought I'll give them the food and then I'll get back and pray. But I got distracted. I went, I cooked the food, then it was their sleep time, and I got tired, I slept off, I completely ignored the leading of the Holy Spirit. Next day morning, I woke up, and around 6:15 a.m. in the morning, I was reading my devotion, and I heard it very clearly from Holy Spirit. I heard Holy Spirit say, I didn't give you this sickness, but I am the one who is going to heal you from it. Remember that, Shoma. And I was absolutely fine. I didn't have any health issue, or I didn't have any symptom also. And I asked Holy Spirit, what sickness do I have in my body? I mean, what are you trying to tell me? But before I could even hear anything, I had a blackout and I fell down from my chair, and my right side, I don't know the medical term, but the right side got crippled, paralyzed or crippled, I don't know. My face, my, this whole right side part, everything, hand, everything went just like this. And within few seconds, I died. My spirit left my body and I just knew I was going up, up, up. I knew someone was holding me from back and it was in full force, I was going up. But it was the leading of the Holy Spirit that at that point, Manu, 6:15 is not a time when Manu is usually in the living room. He's supposed to be in his room. 6 o'clock, he enters his room and he doesn't even come out. He does his prayer and he doesn't even come out till, even if there is an earthquake, he won't come out of his room. But I believe it was Holy Spirit who stopped him from entering that room. He was just restless and he was just disturbed that day morning. He was feeling very tired and he just didn't, he couldn't go into the room to pray. He was sitting in the living room and I believe Holy Spirit made sure Manu was there because he wanted to save me. Manu got up, he saw me in that condition. And of those of you who don't know Manu, some 5 years back, he used to avoid going to funerals. He used to avoid going and meeting people, even if they are very close to him, who are very badly sick. Because he used to get emotionally low and get frozen. If someone in the family gets sick, his brain doesn't work. He'll just sit there and just frozen, doesn't know what to do. But that day, Holy Spirit filled Manu with boldness. The boldness comes from Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit just filled him with boldness. Even though his wife was dead on the floor, he didn't have any fear. He was not panicked. He just came, laid hands on that body, and he prayed in tongues. He just got prompted by Holy Spirit to pray in tongues. A day before, Holy Spirit had shown me to pray in tongues, but I ignored it. But Holy Spirit prompted him to pray in tongues, and he started praying in tongues. You know, even in the body of Christ, I've seen people sometimes making fun of praying in tongues. Praying in tongues is a heavenly language. It is a weapon given to us. And when you pray in tongues, you are letting Holy Spirit to intercede through you. And when he prays through you, he does mighty miracles. He becomes the game changer. And the moment Manu started praying in tongues, the spirit that left my body in full force came back to my body. Now imagine if the leading of the Holy Spirit was not there. Manu would have been inside the room. Kids were sleeping in the other room. And I would have been dead on the floor for how long, I don't know. Leading of the Holy Spirit is for our advantage. While Manu was praying in tongues, Holy Spirit showed him in the spirit. These are things that you don't see in the natural. In the spirit, Manu just knew the sickness just left my body. But I didn't see anything of that sort. So I went to the doctor and I was diagnosed with brain cyst. But it was the leading of the Holy Spirit that same very month, I was supernaturally healed by that sickness. Exactly the way Holy Spirit promised me before my blackout, that I will be the one healing you. And he healed me. Leading of the Holy Spirit is for our advantage. Holy Spirit has come on earth for us, for our advantage. He shows us things so that he can protect us and guide us and lead us according to the will of the Father. And when you let Holy Spirit pray through you, he prays the perfect prayer, exactly what the will of the Father is. Let's look into the third point. Heroes of the Bible were led by the Spirit. Even in the Bible, we see all the heroes of the Bible were led by the Spirit. So we also need the leading of Holy Spirit. Stephen, let's take the example of Stephen. Acts 6 verse 5 to 8 we see Stephen was full of faith and full of Holy Spirit. And what is the result of it? He was led by the Spirit and he did signs and wonders. Let's take the example of Philip. Acts 8 verse 26 to 40. We see this incident where Philip was led by the Holy Spirit to a particular place where the eunuch was traveling in a chariot. And Philip asked him, because he was reading Isaiah, and as led by the Holy Spirit, Philip asked him, "Do you understand what you're reading?" And he said, "No, I need someone to explain it to me." And Philip taught him. And because of the leading of Holy Spirit, that very day, eunuch, that man, got saved and decided to get baptized in the name of Jesus. His life was saved because of the leading of Holy Spirit. Paul, Acts 16 verse 6. It says Paul and his other believers, they were traveling across the world to share the gospel. But they came to a point where they just knew they were forbidden by Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia. Even in the sharing of gospel, we think, yeah, it's God's will. But sometimes God might not want you to go to that particular place. The reason is not given here, but we know it's for something good, right? So they were stopped. Further down, it says that the Spirit did not permit them to go there. They just knew they are not supposed to go to that place to preach the word. So even in sharing of gospel, we need the leading of Holy Spirit. We need the leading of Holy Spirit in every area of our life, because He has come for our advantage. Now, we saw a lot of things, but what do we learn from today's topic, leading of the Holy Spirit? How can we apply this to our life? As we have been talking since many Sundays about the same thing, that baptism of Holy Spirit is very, very, very important for us as believers. And when we are baptized in the Spirit, it's not a ritual that, okay, we are Christians now and we need to be baptized in the water, then baptized in the Spirit. No, these are things that Jesus wants us to have because it's for our good. When we are baptized with the Spirit and we are filled in by the Spirit and we have the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, which is very important, because when you have the fellowship of Holy Spirit, you become sensitive to His voice and to His leading. He will lead you and guide you in every area of our life. Even when you're watching a movie, if you are filled in by the Spirit and led by the Spirit, you will know, okay, this movie is not supposed to be watched by me. You will have that burden. You will have that, you will hear the voice of Holy Spirit saying, no, this is not for you. Even when you're reading books, you will know, no, not this book. You know, He will guide you in everything. Even when you make friends, He will show you what kind of friendship you should have in life. So, and if you're waiting to get married, get baptized in the Spirit and be led by the Spirit, He will take you to the right person. Because when you are led by the Holy Spirit, He will take you to the right place at the right time, and He will make you do the will of the Father. So let's be filled by the power of the Holy Spirit and be led by Him in every area, not just prayer life, but every area of our life, because He has come for our advantage. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You that You have sent the Holy Spirit, the precious Holy Spirit, for our advantage. Holy Spirit, we pray You fill in us. And we want to have that fellowship, not just in our prayer life, but in every area of our life. We want to have Your leading. Guide us and lead us, Holy Spirit. We pray and ask this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.